Task 3. You are talking to the manager of a large housing estate about their new program called Community Rooftop Garden. As you listen to the conversation, complete the notes and label the garden plan below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Hello, Mr. Ho. I'm Janice Lee from Newtown Secondary School.
Hello, Janice. Nice to meet you. Please take a seat.
Thank you.
So, you want some information about our community rooftop garden for your presentation?
Yes, I'm very interested in the idea of turning a rooftop into a vegetable garden. I really like the idea.
Thanks. And we are very happy that the project has been very popular with our residents.
So, what are the main purposes of the project?
There are 3 main purposes. Firstly, it is to make good use of the rooftop space.
Yes, let me note that down. To make good use of the rooftop space.
That's right. Also, we aim to grow organic vegetables.
Okay. To grow organic vegetables.
Yes. You see, there is a demand for organic vegetables, but there aren't many places near our housing estate that sell organic vegetables. Those who do are very expensive, so some of our residents suggested using the rooftop space to grow organic vegetables. We had many meetings and decided that it was a workable idea, so that's how the whole project came about.
Ah, I see.
The 3rd aim of the project is to provide a healthy family activity to our residents.
Yes, it is a very good and healthy family activity. It doesn't cost much, but I am sure everyone will get a great sense of achievement afterwards.
Yes, that's very true. Many residents told me that it's one of the few times the whole family gets together and has so much fun.
That's very good. So, do the residents need to pay a fee if they want to take part in the project?
No, it's free of charge.
How many people have joined the project?
Well, about 25% of the families in this housing estate are members of the project.
Wow, 25%? That's a very good participation rate.
Yes, and we are very glad about that.
And what do they grow in the rooftop garden?
Let me show you a garden plan and explain it to you first. Afterwards, Mrs. Chow and I will take you to one of our rooftop gardens.
Excellent.
OK, here's the plan.
Thanks.
All right, here is the entrance to the rooftop garden. When you enter the garden, the first thing you will see in front of you is the seedling area.
A seedling area?
Yes. We put the seeds in this area for germination.
I see.
To the right is this oval area where we grow beans and tomatoes.
Beans and tomatoes. OK, can I write on this plan?
Yes, this copy is for you.
Thanks. Let me write that down. Beans and tomatoes, patch. OK, what about this square patch to the left of the seedling area?
Oh, it's for strawberries. That's where we teach the children to grow strawberries. They all get excited to see the strawberries turn red.
Yes, I can picture their joy picking and eating the strawberries. Right, I will write strawberry garden.
Behind the strawberry garden is our spice garden.
Spice garden?
Yes. That's where we grow garlic, spring onion, mint and rosemary. They are very easy to grow. Now, the big rectangular area at the back is our leafy vegetable garden.
Leafy vegetable garden?
Yes, leafy vegetables simply means vegetables that have lots of leaves, such as bok choy, Chinese lettuce, spinach and choy sum.
Okay, now I understand.
Next to the leafy vegetable garden is the root vegetables area.
Root vegetables? Like carrots and potatoes?
That's exactly right.
I'm sure the residents must be really happy when they take home the vegetables that they grow.
Oh, yes. So far, it's a very successful project. And now all the 12 buildings in our housing estate have a rooftop garden. Okay, I think Mrs. Chow has arrived. Let's go to one of the gardens and have a look.
Yes, I'd like to see...
That is the end of task 3. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.